Okay, then we know that for the allogeneic hematopoietic stem cell transplant, the major cases of the graft versus host disease develop. That is about 25 to 80% of the cases occurs after allogeneic hematopoietic stem cell transplant. So these this transplant is composed of a multipotent stem cells, which is either derived from the bone marrow, from the peripheral blood, from the umbilical cord blood, from a family member or an unrelated donor. It is widely used for several indications such as hematological malignancies, for immunodeficiencies and marrow failure syndromes. And is also being considered for the other life-threatening conditions such as multiple sclerosis, systemic sclerosis, Crohn's disease and systemic lupus erythematosus. But graft versus host disease causes a lot of morbidity and non-relapse related mortality. The first and the most commonly site affected in the graft versus host disease is the skin, the other being the liver and the gastrointestinal tract. Acute graft versus host disease present within the first 100 days of the hematopoietic stem cell transplant, whereas chronic occurs after the 100 days onset after 100 days of hematopoietic stem cell transplant.